Also, very close, yep. But it looked a tiny bit out.
Well, center is sure it was long, so. Yep. And it is confirmed. Long from the racket of Dimitrov. So, center serving at 3-2 here, still ahead of break and 30-15 in this game.
Message from Christine in York, where it keeps raining, she says. I had to stop listening yesterday before the result, the final result of the fruit poll. If you weren't listening yesterday, we were having a very interesting discussion about what your favourite fruit is. And the result of that...
You think that was interesting?
I just said the word.
You just said very interesting. I'm sorry.
I just said the word.
Push it.
I'm looking to try and find what the result was because I can't remember.
Whose idea was that? Was that
Stefan knows. Was the pineapple the favourite?
Was that pineapple?
Oh, okay. Let's say it was pineapple. But anyway.
Who started this? Was it? It had to be Marcus.
Gigi and Eleanor.
Oh, really?
I think. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But anyway, the question, as Sina stands at 40-15, also says, and what happened with the pineapple?
Well, it's still there.
Right in front of Sophie's face.
I'm holding it. It looks pretty good. I think it's pretty ripe now.
Yeah,
I think
it looks ready.
We need a knife.
Enjoying your coverage of the Sinner-Dimitrov matches. I enjoy all the coverage from the team. Thank you. Thank you, Christine. Sinner serving, second serve down the tee is backhand from Dimitrov. He doesn't need to run for the drop shot from Sinner because it goes in the net. Still 40-30. Alex says it's 35 and humid, Montreal. And Christian says, I love listening to Radio Roland Garros, third year of tuning in, big tennis and squash fan, recovering from a knee op, wishing Djokovic the best of news. From a retired Murray fan, I love what Djokovic has done for the game. Christian, Murray's not retired yet. You can keep pulling for him too, as Sinner tries to finish off this service game, but Dimitrov is on top of the forehand. Now he has to move quickly across to his forehand as Sinner gets some decent depth on his ground stroke. Sinner back behind Dimitrov, who slices the ball really deep. Sinner moving backwards, drop shot from Dimitrov. Sinner will get there and put the backhand away down the line. Easy as you like, and he holds again, and he leads 4-2.
Yeah, he's showing to his box, thumbs up for me to hit the slice. It really is working really well. Well, I tell you what, I don't think it's a bad tactic. It's just that, again, Sinner is dealing with the slice. And that last drop shot, which was a little bit too high.
Yeah. It's definitely a good play, and he's actually having more success with it.
I agree. But he did thumbs up about 3 times to his saying, yep, very good call. Thank you for the coaching with the slice. It's working to perfection. Very sarcastic.
Zach says, isn't Gigi's brother Raducanu's coach? Or is it her podcast co-host? Yeah, it's her podcast co-host.
Brother.
Yeah, Naomi Cavaday's brother.
It started not long ago, maybe what?
Yeah, not long ago at all.
2-3 months maybe?
Yeah. Nick Cavaday.
Yep.
He's a good coach and hoping to make some impact with Emma.
Who did he coach? Who was he coaching before?
Well, he's had a lot of... lot of roles, and couldn't tell you exactly who he's coached. Mm-hmm. I could look it up as Dimitrov serves. Message from Richard says, sorry to upset you lovely purists, but I was so glad when baseliners like Jim Courier and Andre Agassi and others came in to start the move away from that awful crash-bang wallop serve and volley. And it was great to see it fade into obscurity when the big three banished it to the background where it deserves to be.
Okay, so you love a baseline. Hey, good for you. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Well, these two are pummeling it from the baseline right now, but Dimitrov eventually goes about 6 feet long and it's 15 all at 2-4. The contrast is what I like most of all.
And exactly.
Certainly, I think that if you play tennis to a high level, to play it when you can play serve, volley, moving to the net, play at the net, play the angles, is a much more enjoyable way to play tennis than just bashing the ball from the back of the court. I mean, you want to enjoy what you're doing, don't you?
Don't ask me that question. I mean, I used to hit about 1 or 2 from the baseline. Oh, what a volley from Dimitrov and the drop shot down the line, then moving in, covering the court, closing the angles, taking the next one in the air, and that was a winner. That's the play right there.
Yeah, that was good. Nicely timed.
The problem is you have to do this for another 3 sets. So, that's the problem.
That is a big problem. Yeah, baseline. I mean, it's too hard work banging it from the baseline all day. Just getting the point over and done with. Dimitrov served just onto the sideline, or just wide of the sideline. Two ball kids, Milisko, almost collided with each other at the back of the court, then dropped the ball, then scrambled around for the ball for ages.
Double comical from Dimitrov.
Just his second of the match. And that's the problem for Dimitrov, is that he just every now and again is giving a few points away, but it's the pressure, the relentless pressure that Sinner presents at the other end. Never lets up.
Court Simon Mathieu, Kostyuk and Rus just beat Fernandez and Rutliff, and Goff and Siniakova up 6-4, down 2-love.
Backhand from Dimitrov hits the tape and actually helps, but Sinner sits and then attacks the forehand, and in the end it helps Sinner, and it's back to 30-all. I'm still looking to see if it was pineapple or if it was blueberry, because I think it was between the two, wasn't it? Might have. Is there a 1-2-3? Pineapple, blueberry, maybe. Oh, blueberries and pineapple win the fruit awards. There you go. I found the message.
Are we still in the fruit?
I found them. I just want to get it correct. I just want to be sure.
What's your favourite?
Oh, God, speaking of strawberries, I think. Probably.
Really?
I love strawberry. Mm. And blueberries. But probably not after you've put your hand over all of them there. Thanks for that. Sinner finds the baseline with a forehand at break point, looking to get a second break in this set. Backhand from Dimitrov. Again, this time changes it up the line. It's a good one. Sliced back from Sinner. It's mid-court. Dimitrov should put it away, and he does. Back to Juice. Break point saved. Cara says, from the top of my head, Nick Cavaday used to coach Alias Bedene when he was playing under the GB flag. Listening in the office, enjoying the commentary. Thanks, Cara. Two-four, Dimitrov, Juice, desperately trying to stay in touch in this set. At least ask Sinner the question to serve it out. Sinner looking for the second break. Serve out wide from Dimitrov. Sinner onto it, but puts the return wide. Angela says, thank you very much for the commentary. I've been listening from the start of the tournament. I listen every year since you began. It's great every year. Thank you. From Trinidad and Tobago, Angela. Ooh, Trinidad and Tobago, what a lovely part of the world that is. Really nice. Are you from Trinidad or Tobago, Angela, in particular? I have been, yeah. I was writing about cricket one year and went to both. Return goes long from Sinner and Dimitrov holds, but it's still 4-3 with a break for the Italian number 2 seed. Coco Gauff and Katerina Siniakova into a second set against Shibahara and Wang. They won the first 6-4, but they're 3-love down in the second. Plenty of wheelchair events underway as well. Stefan Oudé, France's best ever wheelchair player. He's still going strong. I'm sure he's into his 50s now.
Yeah.
He's playing against Gordon Reid of Great Britain, Scottish player.
And Didier de Groot, of course, the best ever wheelchair. Number one seed here against Li, the Chinese player, 3-all. That's
3-all
on court 7.
Didier de Groot lost for the first time recently. For the first time in ages, more than 100 matches.
Yeah.
And 3-all is quite unusual to see in a match for her. So we will keep an eye on that one. But here on court, Philippe Chatrier, Yannick Sinner, who's busy blowing his nose at the side of the court, is probably pretty happy about the way things are going so far, because he is set and 4-3 up on Grigor Dimitrov with a break. Looking very comfortable. Not really had to hit top gear yet. Rob says, I really enjoyed McEnroe serve versus Lendl return. Here it comes, see if you can stop it. It was scripted before the point started. Yeah, well, those are the days. I think I've said I was a huge John McEnroe fan when I was young. Mid-80s time when he was, well, I mean, he won his last Grand Slam, amazingly, in 1984. At the US Open, last of his 7 singles Grand Slams. But I was a big fan from sort of 81 or 80, 81 onwards. And I used to get so nervous watching him. I thought if I went out of the room, he'd lose and that sort of thing. I had to watch.
Oh, so you were actually...
I was a big fan.
But yeah, but you also were superstitious.
I was also an idiot, yeah.
It's funny.
I loved watching him. I loved his style of play. It's in a smashing serve.
McEnroe against Borg.
Yeah. Good film, too.
Yep.
Sinner pummels a forehand away to get to 30 love.
Yeah, 1-2 punch from Sinner. Wrong footing. Dimitrov, just nobody's home. Inside out forehand winner from the Italian. 4-3, 30 love. One set already in the pocket for Sinner.
Oh, sky's virtually all cloud now. Just a couple of patches of blue sky in the air. But no rain. It's all that matters. I've had enough of that in the first week. Sinner serves, second serve to the backhand of Dimitrov. He tries to slice it back, but sort of looks tamely into the top of the net. He trudges to the next corner, to the outside, to return, giving himself a little reminder. Trying to stay mentally strong, keep believing. But Sinner's not giving him much to feed off at the moment. And he finishes his service game with another ace down the tee. A little pump of the racket from Sinner. And he leads 5-3 and he walks to his chair to change his racket. Yanni says, enjoying your broadcast about Djokovic. Some people think he shouldn't play the next match, but I think if there was a serious injury, he never would have finished his last one. I mean, you never know.
Well, you never know with the treatment plus whatever antiinflammatories that he might have taken, that maybe the pain went away. I mean, it's all when it gets cold again, you just don't know. Nobody can know except him and his team.
They'll be ultra careful. They'll be having scans today to make sure. Oh, as Dimitrov makes a mess of a midcourt forehand, puts it long. He's trying to smash it away. Probably a little bit worried about the speed of Sinner at the back of the court. It's 3-5 serving to stay in this second set. Good serve.
Yeah, right on the tee, 206 kilometers per hour. First serve winner. Did was touched by Sinner's racket, but not returnable.
Yeah, I'm just looking to see if there are any updates on Novak at the moment, but I don't think there are. I think the way he finished the match suggests that he should be okay, but you just don't know until you see the results of those scans. Another good serve from Dimitrov. Just Sinner returning it on the edge of his racket, which is not a good idea because the ball didn't go anywhere. But he does have the break, remember? 3-5, 30-15 on the Dimitrov serve. Serve to the backhand of Sinner, who gets good depth. Dimitrov has to move backwards, but actually gets a lot of purchase on his forehand. In he comes. He's not going to have to play that because Sinner just dinks it towards the net. The ball bounces a couple of times beforehand. A couple of game points. Rob says, listening in from my office in Connecticut this morning, although Dimitrov was supposed to be the next Federer, he never really was able to attain and sustain that level of consistency. Quick thank you for the witty commentary. I voted for Blueberry yesterday. Good return this time from Sinner, just pushing Dimitrov back, and in the end the return comes. I mean, part of the problem for Dimitrov was that people thought he might be as good as Federer. So,
yeah, they nicknamed him Little Fed.
Baby Fed,
which is, it's probably as bad as when Murray tweeted that Caroline Garcia might be the next number one player in the world.
Yep.
Da-da-da.
When she was,
17?
Yeah, playing Maria Sharapova.
Yeah, she was almost taking Sharapova out of the tournament.
Return from Sinner, straight down the middle of the court to Dimitrov, who moves Sinner to his backhand corner. Sinner quickly changes direction with a backhand of his own, and the backhand miss hit completely by Dimitrov, hits the back fence.
Yeah, this could be very dangerous here. Now it's deuce, and 2 points away for a two-set to love for Sinner. Could be eventually maybe serving to start the third set. So, I think the fans know that. And to really help Dimitrov to stay in the set here. Down 3-5, 40-all.
Dimitrov serves. Good serve onto the sideline. And Sinner returns in the net. Richard talking about Mats Wilander earlier. He says, I still find it amazing that Mats Wilander's in his 50s. He must have won the first of his slams, so he's about 12. Still looks good, does Mats. Does some of the on-court interviews here. Three-time champion, Roland Garros. First one in 1982.
Matt's closer to 60 than 50. Let me just tell you, he's a year shy. He's like going to turn actually 60 on August 22nd.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, Dimitrov does what he has to do. He holds. As Sinner returns over the baseline, it's back to 5-4, but Sinner will serve for the second set in a few moments. Ollie is not a fan of Novak. Novak's such a faker, always pretending he's injured or whining when he loses a point. We all know he'll be playing tomorrow. Hashtag Federer fan for life. I think that was the giveaway there.
Really? Yeah. Well, it was either that or Nadal.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
To come.
Ah, you know, Djokovic does get a lot of criticism for the way he... his body language in matches. Certainly goes up and down. And no question that Djokovic likes a bit of drama in a match, is that? I think we all can agree on that, at least. Kostyuk and Ruz have beaten Fernandez and Routcliffe 6-1, 6-4.
You're not listening to me, obviously.
You already said that, didn't
I? I did mention that.
But I thought it was so interesting that I would repeat it.
It was your little nap time.
Yeah, it was when I was eating the blueberries. And Didier de Groot has taken the first set against Li Xiaohui. 6-3. Lots of junior action going on. Hanna Klukman is making a good comeback against Mia Pohankova of Slovakia. She lost the first set 6-love. Hanna Klukman, sort of Britain's best junior at this level. But she's won the second 6-4, and she's up a break in the third at 4-3.
Seated fifth here in the junior girls' junior.
Anna. So the players back to their marks, having changed ends, and it'll be Sinner to serve for the second set. Having won the first 6-2, he leads 5-4. Starts with a good serve down the tee, and Dimitrov is annoyed with himself because he was just trying to chip it back into play and he put it long. Dean Love. First serve hits the tape and goes long. The backhand onto the baseline from Sinner at 15 love as Dimitrov rips the forehand inside in. Much better from the Bulgarian. Back to 15-all. I'm trying to figure out, by the way, what country Raida Banani comes from, number 14 seed in the singles, but I think it's Morocco.
Morocco here.
Yeah. Just looking at our scoreboard of all the matches that are going on.
It's just that there's so little amount of players from Morocco.
Could have been Martinique, M-A-R, but it's not. This is the French way of spelling Morocco, Maroc. As in English, it would be M-O-R. Dimitrov takes a step forward after Sinner misses the first serve at 15-all. And then plays a body serve, has to get out of the way and hit the backhand. Well, a forehand from Sinner. He did really well to find that inside-out angle. Ball catching the sideline and skidding off it.
Yeah, he's actually from Morocco, Raida Benani.
Yeah.
He's only 17 years old, obviously playing the boys' singles here. He's ranked 15 in the world. Was his highest ranking. He's now 17.
Carol Bouchard, who's a French journalist. Sorry, yeah? Sophie. Says the only moment Yannick's looking stressed out today is when he walks to his chair as he tries to assess how slow he needs to walk so that Grigor can pass first. It's hilarious.
That's Carol. Right there.
Serve at 30-15 and an inside-out forehand again from Yannick Sinner is absolutely perfect, and it's giving him 2 set points. It's been a very dominant display to this point by Sinner. Nothing really that Dimitrov has been able to do to hurt him. Dimitrov just changes his return position, goes drop back a little bit deeper at 40-15. Serve goes into the net from Sinner. Now Dimitrov stands forward within a couple of feet of the baseline and moving forward to hit the backhand return. Full-blooded, but he hits it too hard and too far. And Sinner holds serve and he will sit down with a 2-sets-to-love lead in the bag. Number two seed looking very comfortable.
Yeah, again, just not being really challenged that much by the game of Dimitrov. Just really strong.
Got those early breaks in each set to settle any nerves, put himself in command. And Dimitrov, if he's going to have any chance of fighting back, has got to start this third set well. But it's asking an awful lot to come from 2-sets-to-love down to beat Jannik Sinner. He has come back once from 2-sets-down. Couldn't tell you when that was. But he has come back from 2-sets-to-down once. We talked about the people in the players' boxes. Of course, Darren Cahill is one of the coaches of Jannik Sinner. His addition to the Sinner team has coincided with Sinner becoming a Grand Slam champion for the first time. Sort of, they talk about Simone Vignozzi and Darren Cahill and their roles in the team. And Darren sort of talks about himself as he's the man who sort of oversees it all. He's the general, not in charge, but he makes sure that everything is prepared properly for matches. He gets Sinner tactically prepared. And Vignozzi does a lot of the day-to-day work on the court, working with Sinner. And however they divided it all up, it certainly works very well. Darren Cahill's had a lot of success in the game.
Huge experience, not only in the game. I mean, first as a player to begin with, but then, you know, as a coach. And, he knows a thing or two about tennis, that's for sure.
Well, he's taken three players to world number one. Leighton Hewitt, Andre Agassi, and Simona Halep. So, should Sinner get to the final here, it'll be four. Be pretty amazing. His stock in the game is about as high as it could be, Darren Cahill. They're watering the courts, the ground staff, sort of a team effort. Two of them holding the hose and the rope, and one of them hosing it down. The players getting ready to start this third set. Do you think, Sophie, that we're talking about serve and volley and stuff and its demise, do you think that in the future someone could come along who could use serve and volley more and compete right at the top of the game? I'm not saying necessarily every point or anything, but just use it more like we saw with Talon Creekspoor the other day, or that kind of thing.
Not if they don't change things on the tennis court. Not if they
strings
don't.
Strings.
No, I'm thinking, you know, more of giving only one serve to the player, for example, or bringing the net slightly higher, starting the player or taller from a further point on the court, because there's a huge advantage there.
That's very true.
I mean, you know, when you look at the tallest player who played this game, you know, that I would think that 80% of the reason is because of the serve, that they went to that that level in their tennis, the Karlovic, the Isner.
Yep. So we're underway in this third set as Sinner misses the forehand.
Well, I think the problem has been that the material and the balls are now to such extreme that between the rackets and the strings, the ball is popping out of the racket so much faster with so much speed that there is no way that you can go at a serve and volley or to point A to B, which used to be in front of the service line or service line area, to hit your first transition ball as a serve and volleyer. And now you hit that way behind the baseline. It's very rare that, I mean, it's really when the player is returning from way far away from the court, like if you have a Medvedev who is very far, and we saw that happen when Alex de Minaur was serving and volleying, the ball is taking so much longer. So that's fine. You're able to hit a volley that might be about level of the service line or in front, which means a higher volley. And if you don't hit a higher volley, you're basically cooked on the pass by the other player.
Double fault from Dimitrov is followed by a much better forehand. He goes to 30-15. Yeah, you do see, if anything, more serve and volley on clay on second serve.
Yeah, because the kick serve, because you're pushing the opponent way further from the baseline, so you have a long time to get in. Because of the travel of the ball one way and the other.
I remember having this conversation with Pat Rafter a year or two ago, asking him if he thought it was possible. And he said the strings, he said, once they started, he said he remembered playing a match against, I think it was Kiert, Stavo Kiert, three times champion at Roland Garros in one time he was serving to him somewhere, and the ball, he had a really good kick serve, which you're expecting a good volley back, and the ball just flew past him, and he just looked at Kirtan and like thought, how stretch. Did you do that? You know, don't know how that actually happened.
Well, what happened is the strength of the strings and the pace that it's generating, and the rackets for that matter, is way above and superior to the quickness of the players, even though they got quicker. It's not quick enough. Yeah. You can't make up that time.
30 all on the Dimitrov serve in the opening game of the third set. Two sets to love. Jannik Sinner leads, looking really calm and collected on his way to a place in the semi-final. Dimitrov plays the backhand to the backhand of Sinner, who mishits his backhand, but it lands in, and Dimitrov nets the backhand, and it's an early breakpoint chance. We were just saying that Sinner's broken early in each set.
Yeah, you were referring to the match that Dimitrov won in five sets with two sets love down. That was actually at the U.S. Open in 2023 against Alex Malkin. And it was 6-7, 6-7 on the two opening set against him, and he won 6-1. 7-5, 7-6 in the fifth. But that one was long.
Not
4 hours
expecting.
And 38 minutes on hard court.
Yeah, and that's what he's thinking. If I'm going to get back into this, I'm going to have to be playing another 4 hours.
You know what's amazing is that in his next round, Dimitrov won in three straight set against Andy Murray, 3-4-1.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
After a five-set battle that was 4 hours and 38 minutes.
Well, that, I remember that because we were thinking that because Dimitrov had had the five sets, he was not going to be playing well. He came out and played brilliantly.
Firing from all cylinders.
Well, he saved that break point to this deuce. Serves brilliant serve on the angle. He's got a short forehand, should put it away. He plays it straight to Sinner, who tries to pass him, but Dimitrov is there at the net and breathes a sigh of relief. Richard says, I wonder if Darren Cahill would be interested in managing the England football team after Gareth Southgate.
I'm not sure he's as knowledgeable.
He's certainly knowledgeable about Aussie rules football because his dad was a very, very good Aussie rules player. I'm sure he could give it a go.
Oh, he'll learn. That's one thing about Daryl. Darren, he's loved to learn another sport.
Game point,
good
Dimitrov.
Challenge, actually.
Serve down the tee to the forehand of Sinner, who plays it deep, and then a half volley from Dimitrov on the forehand side. He comes forward and almost is a bit of a bluff and gets passed down the line on the backhand side.
You're right, a bit of a bluff. You're not going to bluff that guy today, Sinner.
Sophie is also listening in from Trinidad and Tobago. Excellent. Love listening to the entertaining commentary. She said, I missed if the British kid that was sick ever got to play yesterday. Thanks.
Mm.
That's a good question. I don't think so, but I'm not sure. Marcus is the expert. He's out there watching a lot of the juniors. He'll probably let us know. I was busy writing about Alex Dumanor between radio shifts yesterday. Didn't have time to look at the juniors, unfortunately, as Sinner returns to the forehand of Dimitrov, who hits a good forehand and the sliced forehand back from Sinner on the squash shot goes long. He's being aggressive when he can, Dimitrov, that's for sure. He's just not having that many opportunities to do it.
Well, and one stat is telling you that is the amount of time that he was able to come to the net, only 10 times throughout the match. Won 6 of them.
Yeah.
But that's telling. Even if he wants to, he's just not finding the way.
But he does hold serve to at least avoid an early break in this set. And he wins the opening game of the third set. And he crosses the net before Sinner, who's walking very slowly to get there. Sinner clearly superstitious, wants his opponent to go around the net first. Amazing some of the superstitions that players have.
Yeah.
It
never lives them.
I mean,
it keeps at it when they're finished playing.
Did you have any superstitions on court?
Yeah, I didn't like to walk on the lines.
It's so ridiculous, isn't it? It's so ridiculous because you spend the whole point running all over them, and then in between times you don't want to step on them. And there are lots of players like that, aren't there? I think Nadal is one. Maria Sharapova was another. Famously, always made sure she avoided those treacherous lines in between points. Players have had a quick drink, turned round, and Sinner all serving at love one as he plays an inside-out forehand to the backhand slice of Dimitrov, and then Sinner overhits the forehand. lose the first point on serve. Love 15. Let us know if you can think of the players who had the most weird superstitions that you know of.
Oh, sorry, but there's one name that comes to mind very quickly.
Yeah, go on then.
You know the one.
Oh, you can say it.
You always want to kick those bottles around. You've seen Nadal play. You're like, oh, who did it? Somebody did it.
Someone did do it.
Who
once.
Was so it?
Nadal actually laughed.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you have to laugh.
Yeah.
Who was it? It's a joker out there.
I can't remember. It was quite a long time ago.
Yeah.
I remember John Lloyd suggesting that if he'd been playing, he would definitely would have kicked them over.
Yeah.
It was some, not sure who it was. It's a good question. If anyone knows, let
us
know.
All the rituals that Nadal goes through before serving, it's like, it's exhausting.
He says that he only has these rituals on the court.
Yeah,
off the court, he's quite laid back about all that stuff. I'm not sure I believe him.
I don't know. I can't imagine.
Good block return from Dimitrov, pushing Sinner back, but that's a much better forehand from Sinner. He gets himself a chance to go inside in, but he overcooks it. It's 15-30.
They had a bit of a chance here. Sinner's just making a little bit more mistakes, maybe a little bit of a letdown, and, Dimitrov's going to have to grab that because it's not going to happen very often.
Red Sox Devils helping us out with the junior. Ollie Bonding was the British junior, of course. He says you think he lost 6-1, 6-3 because he was sick. That's unfortunate. It does happen, though. Tournaments sometimes you wake up feeling a bit off, especially if you've eaten a sandwich that's been there nine days. Sinner serving 15-30, ace out wide. That's how to snuff out danger. He quickly walks across to his towel to get a little rub down. Takes a couple of balls from one ball boy who's walking behind him in case he decides to give one back. Really odd how close they get to the players. But they're doing a cracking job, all the ball boys and girls who have been working here over the first week and a half. Sinner serves at 30-all. Big serve down the tee, but it's sliced back with not much pace from Djokovic, just asking Sinner to create your own pace. And then he goes forehand to the back end of Sinner, but he misses the next one. Dimitrov starts creating the point he wants and then misses.
I mean, he has the opportunity. That ball was a little bit shorter in the court to just attack that a little more. I think he's a bit static on this one. You don't see that body language going towards the target. Maybe he wanted to come forward to the net.
Sharon says it was Lucas Rossell who kicked over Nadal's bottles.
Oh, it was?
Rossell, of course, beat Nadal at
was
Wimbledon.
Was that day? When he kicked his bottles?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if it was then. I think it might have been. But I don't think it was in that match. I think I would have remembered that. I think it was sometime later. Game point, Sinner.
Big
piece of luck for Dimitrov. Well, he needs a bit of luck to get back into this match, and he gets it with a massive bit of fortune as the ball clatters into the top of the net and just drops the other side.
You know, Simon, it's been rare in this tournament because most of, the net's being so tight, when you hit the tape or the top of the net, it comes back to you. It bounces back actually very deep towards you. But this time, lucky.
Richard the Joker says, I think most English tennis players are very superstitious. They seem to go out of their way not to win.
That's harsh.
That's very cruel.
That is very harsh.
We've got some good players these days.
Yes, you do. You've had some really good players.
Sinner just waits as a bit of clay goes in his face. Rubs his face with his arm. Misses the first serve, though. It's juice. Second serves a kicker to the backhand of Dimitrov, who again slices it, but Sinner wrong foots him and sends him scampering across to his right. Now a slice backhand from Dimitrov to the backhand of Sinner, who's on his back foot. Dimitrov forcing the issue. Now Sinner pulls Dimitrov wide, the backhand into the open court. Dimitrov gets there on the slice. Sinner inside in with the forehand, has to move quickly across to his forehand side as Dimitrov slaps the forehand inside out for a winner. And he's got break point.
That's the first of the match. First break point of the match for Dimitrov. Just so much more aggressive, really taking the ball early. And I love the slice once again of the backhand, not enabling really Sinner to hit anything through the ball. And that's giving more time for Dimitrov to set up and go for it a little more.
That was a really well played point from Dimitrov, right from his first ball First breakpoint chance of the match for the Bulgarian. Sinner serves into the net. I was trying to go down the tee.
How about a chip and charge on this?
Second serve kick to the backhand slice of Dimitrov, who then slices another backhand deep to the forehand of Sinner, who's running around his backhand to hit it. Now he's back in the regulation position. Forehand cross court goes Sinner. Not much depth on it. He's on the run. That's a massive forehand, though, from Sinner. Good get from Dimitrov. Scampers the ball back in. He's got a backhand chance, but he can't do it. Oh, he bends double. He's annoyed with himself, but the ball shot through on him. And when he tried to sort of bump the backhand up the line, he couldn't control it.
Well, everything really went downhill for Dimitrov in this point when Sinner accelerated that forehand cross court to put so much pace on that ball. Lightning fast.
I'm having an argument on email about who actually kicked over the water bottles. I certainly don't remember it being Lucas Rosol. And Trish says it wasn't Rosol, it was Marinko Matosevic who kicked over the water bottles. That's entirely possible. He was a bit of a nutter. He liked to entertain the crowd, some of his antics. Mad Dog, as they called him in Australia. Mad Dog Matosevic. It's true, isn't it? I'm not making it up.
No, you're not making it up. I didn't know, that's why I'm laughing.
Good kicker from Sinner, and he rattles his racket in the direction of his team. Heather says, what about all the players who'll only take the balls from one side before they serve? Yeah. Azarenka and Wozniacki come to mind, but there are others.
How about Richard Gasquet wants the same ball, wants the point?
Yeah. That's it. He only needs one ball, that guy.
If you keep winning.
Sinner, game point, having saved a break point. Of course, Gasquet also puts a new grip on his racket every change of ends. Quite interesting watching him do it. Sinner serves to the backhand of Dimitrov, who this time attacks it, but goes long, and Sinner escapes, and he holds serve to be one game apiece, having taken the first two. Yeah, watching Gasquet wrap his do his re-gripping at the change
of ends.
Well,
you've seen the grip of Gasquet to begin with,
yeah,
right?
Much wider.
No, the grip itself.
Yes.
Much wider at the bottom.
Yeah.
And very short.
Yes, exactly.
Very
That's what short. I'm saying. So when he puts the grip on, he goes about five or six times around the first bit, which you wouldn't normally do on a normal racket.
No, because he really likes really short and having a little bit of a thickness to it.
Mind you, maybe that's the secret to hitting a good backhand. I might try it. Big serve and a volley from Dimitrov. Serve and volley and a nicely cut off backhand.
I've got news for you. The secret of hitting a good backhand is to have good technique. I don't think the grip action is going to help
you. Are you sure?
Good luck.
Look, there's no video of my backhand out there, so let's just leave it that way. Nice start to the service game from Dimitrov. He serves at 15 love. 1-1. Serves to the body of Sinner. Bumps the ball back on the backhand. The forehand is wide from Dimitrov. He had the court open and he missed it. It's a let off for Sinner. 15-all. Holly says, only person with rituals I can think of, besides the obvious, was Roddick, always lifting his shirt at his shoulders and then wiping his forehead before serving.
Yeah, what about Agassi putting his shirt, like rolling his shirt underneath?
Yeah.
Zverev
lifts his shirt up. Just flips his shirt up and down.
Who bites on his... I think it's actually Olga Rune. Does he not bite on his medal?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, on his chain or whatever.
Yeah.
Good first serve from Dimitrov. I wasn't sure it was in, but it is. Josh is getting in touch from Eugene, Oregon, birthplace of Nike and the home of many great track tournaments. But I wish we had tennis instead, he says. He's been listening for a year long. Oh, there's a lot of repeats on that year, surely. Dimitrov serves at 30-15.
That's a great serve. Hitting the line wide. Kick serve.
Double fault. He says, I offered the next item with some trepidation because I fear it will be challenging to implement. Grigor's long been one of my favourites, and I had a Bulgarian student at the University of Oregon years ago who confirmed for me that Dimitrov is pronounced with emphasis on the second syllable.
Dimitrov.
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 I know, Chris likes to say Dimitrov. Grigor corroborates this pronunciation on the ATP site. He's put the link in. How can we start a movement to correct this regular uncorrect characteristic error by so many of you world-class announcers? Well, I could start saying Dimitrov, as Sinner gets in quickly to smash away the ball, about 40-30. But it's a hard one. I will listen to that again, because if that's the case, then I will start to change my mind. Red Sox says Matosevic did knock over the bottles in 2013 and Nadal laughed and beat him anyway. Russell did it at Wimbledon in 2014, a year later, and played him for the second time when Nadal beat him as well. Dimitrov hold serve and he moves ahead 2-1 in his third set, but it's two sets to love, 6-2, 6-4 to Jannik Sinner.
Speaking of, let's find out if there is any news of Djokovic. We're still checking and checking, but
still waiting for the order of play. That is not out yet. But as I said, it should be shortly because we know who's playing. There's no rain around. So I can imagine the only reason they're waiting is to wait for news and an update from the Djokovic team as to, first of all, whether he will play, how he is.
I mean, it has to be really bad for him not to take the court. Let's put it this way.
Bit of a comeback in the second set from Goff and Siniakova. They finished off that match 6-4, 6-4. Shibahara and Wang, number 10 seeds, are out. And Desiree Krajicek, who's an absolutely brilliant doubles player, and her partner, who's just vanished from my screen, have also gone through. So that's half an update for you. I'll find out who that was in a minute. She's had a great record here, Desiree Krajicek, American.
She won mixed doubles last year.
She's won mixed
a
couple of times, I think.
But last year, especially.
Yes. She's done very well.
Amazing doubles player.
As a pick of partners on the tour.
Do you see the withdrawal of Mladenovic and Garcia? Garcia withdrew. She cited a shoulder injury.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame.
Same for Mladenovic, especially, because Mladenovic is not really to the level of playing singles at all that she used to be. And
I saw she was playing the week before Roland Garros. She was playing a challenger event or something.
Yeah, she was in a challenger, but needs to. I think I would, at this stage, give up singles and find a really good doubles partner to try to win as many majors possible.
Yeah.
27, 29 maybe years old, I would think.
Close. 1-2. Jannik Sinner serving. Very small ball boy has come onto the court. Very young. It's good to see a variety of ages as Dimitrov just blasts a forehand.
With Djokovic.
I'm just thinking about Djokovic's update. We keep talking about him and then it just slips into my mouth whenever I start talking about this. It is a lot of slips.
I think I'm counting about 3 or 4.
Oh, that's not many. That could be much
worse. Last second.
Could be a lot worse.
In the last second.
Let you know, Krajicek has won twice today. With Dollarhide in the women's doubles and with Neil Skupski in the mixed.
Nice.
So looking like she's in for another good year here.
An ace again, the sixth ace of the match for Jannik Sinner.
He's starting to crank them up a bit. Sun's out again. Happy to say. Full crowd inside Court Philippe Chatrier enjoying this quarterfinal. Lots of hats around, lots of Panama-style hats. Especially right down in front of me. I think in some of the boxes they get given them, don't they?
Yes.
Like the other night it was blankets, but now it's Panama hats.
Well, and they're given, of course, in the presidential suite.
Return on the backhand side from Dimitrov. Goes wide.
White hats. I would say off-white hats with the Roland Garros orange band around.
Faith has put a picture on about not stepping on the lines. Come to that later. Sinner serving at 40 love, just quickly trying to rip through this service game, and he does, because Dimitrov sends a backhand long and Italian levels at 2 games apiece.
You only think it's a matter of time when Sinner is going to break basically Sinner, because I mean that one break point was the only opportunity that he had so far. Dimitrov in the match didn't go his way, obviously, but just really outplaying Dimitrov since the beginning of this match. I have to have a big dip in his game for Dimitrov to come back, I think.
Yeah, I mean, if Sinner's looking to get on top early in this game, and he's not going to, because that is an exquisite backhand volley off his shoe straps from Grigor Dimitrov.
and that's where he's going to really get the most out of his game today, is by coming forward and making this kind of volleys. That was not an easy one for sure, but very well executed.
Cut underneath it, a little side spin, the ball slid away from Sinner, but the next forehand goes long from Dimitrov, and it's 15-all. Dimitrov just sort of suggesting to himself that he was a bit close to that ball. Message from Henrik in Denmark says, thanks for your great coverage, you're doing a magnificent job. Lawn tennis was invented in 1874, 150 years ago. I've not heard of any event to celebrate this jubilee. Is it being celebrated in any way, maybe at Wimbledon? Good question. Don't know, Henrik. I'll let you know if we find out what's happening at Wimbledon. Ace number five from Dimitrov. At a good time for him to make it 30-15. Bounces the ball with his racket and bounces the ball just a couple of times with his hand and serves just long. It's all right for width, but just onto the sideline. Long. Backhand return from Sinner with good depth. And forehand's good, though, from Dimitrov as he tries to go behind Sinner, but Sinner's so quick to get across that baseline. Backhand deep from Sinner. Good backhand from Dimitrov. Drop shot from the Bulgarian. Sinner's scrambling to get there. He does, but the backhand, the court's wide open. And a little flick of the wrist from Dimitrov wins the point.
Nicely
good
choice down.
Of drop shot.
Yep.
Exactly what Sophie was suggesting. Use the drop shots.
Drop shot or coming into the net. Those are the two aspects of the game that might do some damage against Sinner. Just a bit difficult to make happen for Dimitrov. First serving the net, 40-15, 2-all in this third set, 6-2, 6-4, Sinner. Let on the second serve. You know, a
young
lot of people,
ball boy gets
sorry,
ball.
A lot of people think that tennis started in lawn tennis. That is not the truth. Let's not forget that those French monks started it in the middle age.
A little lob from Sinner is beautifully played over the head of the onrushing Dimitrov to make it back to 40-30.
It's funny that when you ask people, say, oh yeah, it started in England. Like, no, actually, it started in France, played by the monks in the middle age, and it was called Jeu de Pomme.
Indeed.
Also named as the Game of the Pomme.
I think they're probably thinking of when the rules were applied, which is what we were quite good at in England. Taking someone else's game and sticking some rules on it. It's ours.
Oh, yeah, you're so good.
Yeah. We invented it. It's our invention. Miss it from Sinner as he squeaks into the corner of the court, and Dimitrov holds for 3-2.
Even the counting aspect of the game was not yours.
Didn't say it was, did I? Don't remember suggesting it was.
Trying to steal everything again.
Jonathan thinks people are being a little unfair on Novak. What about Nadal winning against Fritz and then giving Kyrgios a walk over to the final? Well, that's, yeah, what about it? Most people I know really dislike Djokovic. He has a slightly insincere way of speaking, but that might just be his intonation. It's also his second language, of course. He is much more gracious at applauding opponents' good shots than Federer ever was, for example, and I loved watching Federer, and I'm still having nightmares on his behalf about that Wimbledon final in 2019. Yeah, I think Federer is probably having a few nightmares still about the match points he had against Djokovic in 2019.
Oh, yeah.
That was definitely the one that got away for him. But Djokovic, of course, has won plenty of matches from match point down, as we've seen. Carol's just sent us a video of the Rossol knocking over at least one bottle at Wimbledon. Sophie can watch that in a minute. Narendran says, I once heard on radio commentary that Andy Murray uses his shoelace to keep his wedding ring safe during matches. Pretty weird, isn't it?
Why?
He did do that once because
weird.
He lost it. He lost his wedding ring and then got really worried about it. But then he put it on his shoe.
And he lost
his shoe.
Oh, he lost... No, the shoe was...
You remember, it was stuck underneath something. He left it under something at a tournament. So he had to scramble around trying to find it. That was great. That's typical Murray. Andy Murray's very good on social media, if you haven't followed him. He's an expert at trolling his fellow British players, including poor Liam Brody today, who put a post on saying something like, an update on some news. I hit my head on my car door yesterday and went to practice today and had a big migraine. Turns out I've got concussion, so I can't play this week. I'm hoping to play next week. And Andy Murray answered it with, I think that's the first tweet I've read from you that I believe. Very harsh. But Liam, if you're listening, hope you get well soon and hope you're back on the court soon. So Sinner serving at 2-3, 15 love as he wins the first point. Now he's into the second as Dimitrov slices. And then he goes up the line with a backhand as Dimitrov is just wide.
Yeah, he's trying to really use that sequence where he slices to the backhand of Sinner, pushes him a little bit outside of the singles line, and then triggers all the way down the line to make sure that he has that opening either with the backhand or goes around the backhand to hit a forehand.
We're just checking some news.
Ooh. No way.
About Djokovic. Which justifies all the times I've called Dimitrov Djokovic in this match. As Dimitrov hits the baseline with a very nice forehand. But it's 30-15.
If the news is true, Turandolo is going to be very upset.
Well, Carole Bouchard, who's a respected French journalist, friend of ours, says Djokovic has a meniscus. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Because of a knee, medial meniscus tear of his right knee, which was seen by an MRI today, Djokovic will not play against Casper Ruud in the quarterfinals tomorrow, and he's forfeiting from Roland Garros.
Wow. That is
big news.
Big news. Awful
bad news for Djokovic. We've been talking
worst
about
news
why the order of play has been delayed, and that, I think, is the answer.
That is awful.
Sinner serves at 30-15, 2-3. So
well,
it means Casper Ruud goes straight through to the semi-finals.
Yeah, it's awful for the tournament, no doubt.
Yeah, but if there's anything wrong with it, then Djokovic is obviously right to protect that and make sure that hopefully he's back on the court very soon. He's got the Wimbledon and the Olympics to think of, but he's got a minor tear of the meniscus.
But don't
the
you
medial
have,
ligament, sorry.
I mean, don't you have to get arthroscopic surgery on this when you have that?
Not necessarily, really? Because if it depends on the extent of the tear. If it's a meniscus tear, sometimes a meniscus surgery doesn't actually do anything.
So it
depends on how big that is. And we'll find out more, I guess, very soon. Don't know if Djokovic is going to come to press or not to talk about it, but it's bad news if you're just joining us that Jannik Sinner levels at 3-3. There'll only be one quarterfinal in the men's event tomorrow because Novak Djokovic has withdrawn from Roland Garros after an MRI revealed a meniscus tear on his right knee. Remember yesterday in his match with Francisco Cerúndolo, he had a knee issue. He had some treatment on it. He finished the match after taking some painkillers, looking pretty good. But he'd warned that, you know, there was no saying how he'd wake up tomorrow, what it would be like in the MRI. And an MRI has shown that there is a problem, and he's going to try to get that fixed. So it's a bad news for the organisers. And for Djokovic himself, of course, as Dimitrov smashes the ball away on the first point of the seventh game. Someone's saying it's bad news, poor Cerúndolo.
Well, I'll tell you what, it could have been worse for the organisers because I don't know if you know that there is a double ticketing on the semi-final. So
yes,
if that had happened on one of the semi-final and only one would have been played, I mean, that would have been big trouble.
Absolutely. That would have been very difficult to sell. It had a lot of refunds to issue. As Sinner plays forehand with a lot of height and spin to the forehand of Dimitrov, who then attacks it, but puts it wide. 15-all.
He's running really out of ideas. I mean, he's hanging in there tight, I think. Just, you know, playing a little bit better, being more aggressive, coming to the net like he did earlier in this set. But Sinner is just so, you know, in tune with his tennis.
Richard says, I feel very sorry for Djokovic, but I've got over it because I backed Casper Ruud to win the title. There might be a few people thinking that.
Who did you pick?
Casper Ruud.
You did?
Yeah. I think, I mean, it would have been a very tough match for Djokovic anyway tomorrow against Ruud in his form and his history here at Roland Garros, twice a finalist in the last 2 years.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of people thinking that he could make it all the way. serve and volley from Dimitrov. Not quite a volley, because he just waits for it and plays a little delicate backhand.
Yeah, went for a kick serve on the ad court. That has been working also, the combination and the combo with the kick serve falling to the net and then using either a volley or a short ball. Here it was a drop shot after the ball bounced right in front of you, of him, sorry.
40-15, Dimitrov at 3-all. This is the first serve. Sophie and I are going to be replaced fairly shortly. Chris Bowers and Eleanor Preston, who can't get enough of being on radio, is back. Return forehand in the net from Sinner, and we are still on serve in this third set. Dimitrov leading 4-3, but Sinner total control still. He leads 4-3. Abby, sorry, he leads 2 sets to love.
Okay, I guess we are being kicked out of this room.
It's fine by us. We're early, but that's good.
Oh, we're very gently kicked out, Sophie. We kick you out with a velvet foot. Velvet sock. Got an iron foot in a velvet sock. How about that?
Not sure of either. I'm happy about either. But,
well, we do it very nicely here, don't we?
That's right.
Don't we, Eleanor?
Soon enough, it'll be get out now.
Yes, we do, Chris. We
we're
do.
Off. We're off now.
Me and my... It's more of a club foot than an iron foot, I think.
Hey, you guys, there's a banana. There's a pineapple here, just
yes,
in case
a pineapple.
You didn't
notice. Just in case we hadn't noticed.
Just in
winners.
Case you haven't noticed.
The joint winners of the inaugural 2024 Radio Roland Garros favourite fruit competition.
Sophie's favourite competition.
Oh, boy, am I done with that fruit competition?
It's your enthusiasm that makes you warm to you, Sophie.
I'm exhausted. I've
I
seen
know.
Fruit all day yesterday. I'm getting people who don't even, you know, sending me texts from the U.S. saying, oh, I would be such and such fruit if I was a fruit. I'm like, send it to Radio Roland Garros, not me personally.
Are you saying that you did not like Andre Rubablev and the other fruit-based
she wasn't
tennis
listening
names?
By that stage.
Andre Rubablev?
Yeah, Rubablev.
Or Rhubarb.
Yeah.
Just a quick update
Madison
before we go.
Madison
Pease? No? Yes. Madison who?
Just a quick update
Madison
before
what?
We go. Sophie,
I think
we're
this
watching
might be some
the,
news.
The new world number one here.
It is the
now
new world
Novak
number one,
has
you're
pulled
right,
out.
That Novak is out. You're right
Yannick
about that.
Yannick Sinner is guaranteed to go
what
number one.
What was Madison Keys' nickname?
Madison Pease.
But that's not a fruit.
Fruit and vegetable. We extended
it. Oh, now you extend it. Oh, no, well, God forbid, please,
can I just
don't
point,
you start on the vegetables.
Can I just point out, Sophie, it was a very long match last night.
We had quite a few of those at this tournament.
Yes, really.
Yes. So the new number one... He doesn't know it yet, does he?
No,
it's
not.
A strange situation, isn't it? Everybody, yes.
Well,
lots of people on Court Philippe Chatrier, he'll be looking on social media and following news. Second screening, if you like, will know. Our listeners know. All the news outlets around the world will know. But the man who actually is
due to be number
due
one,
to be
on,
world number one
Monday.
On Monday is the last man to know.
But he's going to know it when the interview comes and they're going to ask him, hey, by the way, you're the new number one player. And everybody's going to go irate on this court. Well, the Italian will.
Well.
Okay, time to go. Au revoir.
Yes. Au revoir, Sophie.
Au revoir. Yes. I mean, it's so affirmative. Yes.
Okay, time to
well,
go.
Yes. Goodbye.
You know where you are with Chris Bowers.
Well, you're
the one who said yes.
I think him.
Sinner at 30 love. By the way, there's some tennis going on. Serves to the backhand of Dimitrov. Dimitrov into the net with the backhand. Sophie's just throwing her magazine at me. I have this effect on people.
It's the fact that she was looking at on a laptop that must have hurt.
I say yes, and they throw their magazines at me. 40 love, Sinner.
You're not allowed to start talking when to my back. You either talk to me right here and I can answer, but not when I leave. That is so unfair. Au revoir again.
Au revoir again, Sophie. It's been wonderful to have you here. Delightful to have your company. Sinner has held serve for 4-all and changes his racket because the balls are being changed now. Are they being changed now or are they being changed next game? 10, 18, 26. They're changed last game. To my
very
maths.
Impressive maths, well, Chris. Much better than mine at this point. Or indeed at any point, actually.
Dimitrov at 4-all. Serves down the middle. Backhand return. Lofted. Sits up for Dimitrov. He'll go into out with a forehand. I saw that was going to happen before he even hit it. So why did Sinner go to his forehand win? Dimitrov always goes into out with those high balls. Probably been watching Dimitrov more than Sinner has. 15 love. Dimitrov will serve out down the centre, forehand return. Just too long. Even if Dimitrov were to win this set and were to win the fourth set, we would not be in danger of being late for the night session because there are still 3 hours and 20 minutes to go. And somehow I don't think he's going to win this third set. He's hanging.